Who's your friend?
I understand there's an election coming up.
The answer is to reach out to the middle class and say,
we need to be helping them.
People deserve the tax cut for the middle class.
We need to make the middle class more accessible.
Unfortunately, the middle class has been under assault for a long time.
A love song for the middle class. Every politician wants to help them, and most people think they're in it. But is it all just sweet talk from them and ourselves? Whispering sweet nothings to the middle class, they're still nothing. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It is Monday, September 27th. We're going to spend the entire hour talking about the middle class. You hear it all the time. Middle class is the backbone of America. That's a cliche by now, right? And President Obama is actually trying to target middle class voters, whoever they are. He's on a 3-day, 4-state political tour.
I love the love song to the middle class. The sweet nothings could be their bank accounts.
Well, it's definitely probably their savings accounts. But we're asking this question to you. What is the middle class? And we want to put that question to our Takeaway Work contributor, Beth Kobliner. So, Beth, what do you think? Who is middle class today?
Well, I look at it as median income. If you look at who's dead in the middle, who is dead sometimes too, because of the bad economy and the tough times they're facing, but the typical American earns $50,000. That's household income. And no one's really targeting the middle class these days. Nobody's really helping somebody who earns that income. And people are feeling so fragile. People who earn anywhere from $25,000 to $250,000 are feeling really shaky these days and feeling at any moment they could be dropped from what they perceive as the middle class. But every poll shows most people, 90% of people, consider themselves the middle class.
And obviously they can't all be the middle class, right? I mean, we're going to talk more about this all hour long. But clearly, all the people who think they're middle class probably don't fit the description. Beth Kobliner, stay with us.
Let's get a check of the morning's top news stories. First, though, U.S. and Afghan forces are fighting town to town this morning, encircling the Taliban spiritual home in the city of Kandahar.
This is it. This is where you separate the enemy from the people.
That's Lieutenant Colonel Johnny Davis with the 101st Airborne. He's among the 8,000 American soldiers now battling Taliban fighters on the outskirts of Kandahar. Afghan government representative Khalid Pashtun is in the city and tells our partner, the BBC.
Every night, heavy bombardment is shaking the Kandahar city. Some people very close to that area cannot even sleep at night.
16 Americans have died in the push so far. Fighting is expected to increase. Across the border, a U.S. drone attack killed 4 people in Pakistan this morning, the 20th just attack this month, nearly double the previous record. And it's not just drones. NATO helicopters launched 2 airstrikes on the Pakistani side of the border over the weekend, killing about 50 people.
Israel's 10-month freeze on new construction in the West Bank expired at midnight, and some settlers celebrated. They also resumed building in the disputed area immediately.
The government decision was only for 10 months. It wasn't forever, and therefore we have begun again.
Not surprisingly, it's endangering peace talks. The Palestinians did not act on a threat to quit the recent peace talks yet, though. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas has asked for an Arab League meeting later this week, possibly to give diplomatic efforts some more time. And the White House and congressional Democrats say extending middle-class tax cuts will have to wait until after the November elections. They say they've been unable to secure Republican support. Looking at the markets, Asian markets are up. European indices are mixed. Futures are up. The Dow is going to start at 10,860. The S&P at 1,148. And the NASDAQ will start at 2,381. So, our discussion this hour on the middle class. Are you in it? What is it? All this hour, we want to hear it from you.
This is Don in Forest Hills, Queens. I am in the middle class. I make about $81,000 a year. So I consider that to be what puts me there.
What's your take? Leave a comment at thetakeaway.org or call us toll-free at 877-8-MY-TAKE.
869-8253.